Welcome to Grace Baptist Church in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us on Sunday morning, May the 17th, 2015.
Hi, buenos dias, bienvenidos a Iglesia Batista, gracias. How to do?
Muy bien.
All right. That's probably about all I've got. This is our bilingual service today, so we're going to have a lot of fun in every portion of it. There's going to be two languages going on. It should be all kinds of fun. And we're going to start this out even with our greeting this morning. For English, press one. Para español, oprima el dos. All right, so we are really glad to have all of you here. Any language that you speak, well, we're only going to cover two of them as far as we know, but for any others, we're glad to have you here too. But thank you for coming, visitors. This is not our norm, but we're going to have a lot of fun today. It's also just a really fun day. Normally, as a pastor looks out in the crowd and says, you know what, the crowd is a little bit sparse today. There's not as many, and you get kind of down. I'm really excited, though. There's not as many here today because we have people all over the country and the world with well over 50 of our members out on mission trips now in Angola and Romania and Moldova. And if ever you're going to have a down Sunday, that's the reason to have it. So it is great. For all those of you who are visiting with us today, we are really glad to have you. If you're not visiting, we don't care. No, we're glad to have everybody here, all of you. So I wanted to draw your attention. There is a card in your bulletin inserted in there. It's there every week. I want to make sure that if you are visiting, take a chance to fill that out and drop that into the offering plate when it comes by. It will come by at some point just before the message. So you can't really use this to doodle during the message, I'm sorry. But go ahead and fill that out. But it's not just for visitors. And by the way, if you're sitting next to somebody or near somebody that you don't recognize, even if you think maybe they've been here a while, go ahead and make sure they know how to fill this out and when to get it in. But for everybody, we as a staff enjoy praying for you every Tuesday, and we've really seen some great fruit from that already. So on the back of the card, you're going to notice there's some opportunities there. You can find out about new things, but also ways that we can pray for you. Please write those down, put them in the offering plate when they go by, or if there's something you come up with during the service, you can always drop that off with an usher or drop it by the office, email, Facebook, any of those things. We really do value being able to pray with and for you.
Buenos días, hermanos. Dios les bendiga. Estamos aquí en un servicio muy especial y Pastor Ben estaba diciendo, aunque la iglesia está un poco menos llena el día de hoy, estamos emocionados porque significa que tenemos varios grupos que están viajando, por ejemplo, en la cárcel de Angola y varios lugares en este país y otros países en este momento. Entonces, queríamos anunciarles que hay una tarjeta en el boletín que pueden llenar con su dato y cuando pasemos la ofrenda, allí pueden poner los datos y tienen una petición especial por la cual les gustaría que oremos, pueden anotarlo allí. Entonces, bienvenidos, esperamos que disfruten el servicio este día.
All right, for those who are bilingual, you can let me know later if you said the same thing I did. All right, let's pray. We'll carry on in worship. Father, we just thank you that we are able to come in here and just get a little better taste of heaven, I think, with multiple languages coming together to serve you in different cultures, and it is a joy to be a part of that today. But God, we just ask that everything we do here would glorify you as we bring you praise and honor in Christ's name. Amen.
Querido Padre, gracias te amo por este día y esta oportunidad de alabarte de una manera que nos da una vista al cielo, Señor, y cómo va a ser en el futuro, adorándote junto con varias culturas y varios idiomas. Señor, te pedimos que todo lo que hagamos aquí en este lugar te agrada y que sea para tu gloria y tu honra. En el nombre de Cristo Jesús, oramos. Amén.
Amen. Let's worship.
Well, it's awesome to have you with us this morning, and as most of you know, we'll be celebrating the Lord's table in just a few minutes, and as we prepare for that and ask the Lord to prepare our hearts, I hope that you'll join in with us as we worship in song this morning, as we sing the power of the cross and then Amazing Grace together. Would you stand with me as we begin?
Christ on the world to come our way.
Grateful hearts, we say praise you for your amazing grace. God, thank you for your work in our lives through salvation and the shed blood of Christ. We give you thanks and praise you today, for it's in your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
this morning?
Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for allowing us to come together as one church to honor and worship you, Lord. And Lord, as we bring our offering to you, Father God, I pray that you would use it to enhance your kingdom.
We pray for the tithes that are going to be given. Use them to enhance your kingdom. Padre, te doy gracias por esta mañana que tú nos permites reunirnos como una sola iglesia. Y te pedimos, Señor, que bendigas la ofrenda que se recoge el día de hoy. Danos sabiduría para utilizarla de una manera sabia para engrandecer tu reino. En nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
He'll be playing for us again in a little while as we take our benevolence offering. I'm going to ask you to stand with me again as the choir and orchestra are able to come down and join you there in the congregation. We're trying to sing some songs that our Spanish church sings and some things that we could translate easily maybe, and I appreciate Austin doing that. At the cross where I first saw the light. Sing with me. Alas, and did my Savior and did my soul.
Sight, and now I
Bilingual service here today, and our desire is that in doing this that we would bring the church together as one.
Vamos a hacer un servicio bilingüe esta mañana y el deseo es de realmente vincular las iglesias como una sola.
And I know, as we've seen in the video, that we have a ridiculous language.
Como pudimos ver en el video, tenemos un lenguaje que verdaderamente es...
So we really appreciate those who want to try to learn it.
Así que apreciamos mucho a aquellos que quieran aprenderlo.
But as we begin, we want to pray for Miguel because he's the one that has to try to translate this crazy thing.
Así como iniciamos, vamos a tener que orar por mí, Miguel, ya que tengo yo la carga de traducir este idioma.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, we thank you for an opportunity to come together in two languages, in two cultures, and to share one word and one truth. And we just pray that you would meet us here today to share from your word. We ask that in Christ's name.
Señor Padre, te damos gracias por permitirnos nuevamente venir aquí como una sola iglesia con idiomas diferentes, culturas, y te pedimos, Señor, que estés en nuestro medio para escuchar de ti y saber aprender cómo compartir con nuestros hermanos aquí en esta iglesia. En nombre de Cristo.
Amen. A few years ago, I got to go on a trip. Judith's parents took us out on a cruise. It was the first cruise I've ever been on.
Hace tiempo sus papás le permitieron llevarlo a un crucero y esa es la primera vez que él estuvo en un crucero y vamos a ver lo que nos dice.
And it's the highest level of service I have ever experienced.
Este fue la calidad de servicio que haya jamás experimentado.
We had any food we want, we had our room cleaned every day, and they even like folded these little towels into some different animal shapes every time.
Teníamos toda la comida que quisiéramos, una habitación limpia, toallas que estaban enrolladas de una cierta manera con figuras de animalitos.
And there was constant entertainment, and it was entertainment geared toward all different age groups.
Además, teníamos entretenimiento que estaba dirigido a todas las edades y grupos.
And it was an amazing experience. The crew went out of their way to serve, but somebody had to pay for all that.
Además de esto, la servidumbre se iba de la borda para tratar de atendernos de la mejor manera posible, pero alguien pagaba por esto.
Sometimes though we start to think of the church like a cruise or like a country club.
A veces pienso que muchas personas tomamos la iglesia como un crucero o un club de campo.
We pay our tithes, so we expect to be served, we expect to be catered to.
Así que pagamos nuestros diezmos y queremos que se nos brinde servicio y que seamos servidos.
So it becomes more about being served rather than serving others.
Así que se torna más bien en ser servidos que servir a otros.
Tom Rainer is the president of Lifeway, and he wrote an excellent book about church membership called I Am a Church Member.
El escritor Tom Rainer escribió un librito que dice, Yo soy un miembro de iglesia.
I'm going to read just a short passage from this, dealing with church membership.
Iba a leer una porción pequeña de este libro que tiene que ver con ser miembro de una iglesia.
The difference. Based on our research of 557 churches from 2004 to 2010, 9 out of 10 churches in America are declining or growing at a pace that is slower than that of their communities. Simply stated, churches are losing ground in their own backyards. Another way of looking at it is generationally. About 2/3 of the builder generation, those born before 1946, are Christians, but only 15% of the millennials are Christians. The millennials are the largest generation in America's history with almost 80 million members. They were born between 1980 and 2000, and we have all but lost that generation. We can blame it on the secular culture, and we often do. We can blame it on the godless politics of our nation. We do that as well. We can even blame it on the churches, the hypocritical members, and the uncaring pastors. Lots of Christians are doing that. But I'm proposing that we who are church members need to look in the mirror. I'm suggesting that congregations across America are weak because many of us church members have lost the biblical understanding of what it means to be part of the body of Christ. We join our churches expecting others to serve us, to feed us, and to care for us. We don't like the hypocrites in the church, but we fail to see our own hypocrisies. God did not give us local churches to become country clubs where membership means we have privileges and perks. He placed us in churches to serve, to care for others, to pray for leaders, to learn, to teach, to give, and in some cases to die for the sake of the gospel. Many churches are weak because we have members who have turned the meaning of membership upside down. It's time to get it right. It's time to become a church member as God intended. It's time to give instead of being entitled.
La diferencia, escrita por Time Rainer, dice, en base a la encuesta de 557 iglesias del 2004 al 2010, 9 de 10 iglesias en América están decayendo o creciendo a un paso que es más lento que el crecimiento de sus comunidades. Simplemente dicho, las iglesias están perdiendo terreno en sus propios patios. Otra forma de verlo es generacionalmente. Como 2/3 de la generación constructora, que se comprende aquellos que nacieron antes de 1946, son cristianos, pero solo 15% de los millennials son cristianos. Los millennials son la generación más grande en la historia de América, con casi 80 millones de miembros. Ellos nacieron entre los años 1980 y 2000. Y hemos casi terminado perdiendo esta generación. Le podemos echar la culpa a la cultura secular, y muy a menudo lo hacemos. Le podemos echar la culpa a los políticos sin Dios de nuestra nación, y también lo hacemos. Además, también le podemos echar la culpa a las iglesias, los miembros hipócritas y los pastores despreocupados. Muchos cristianos están haciendo eso. Pero yo estoy proponiendo que nosotros, que somos miembros de la iglesia, necesitamos vernos en el espejo. Estoy sugiriendo que las congregaciones a través de América están débiles porque muchos de nosotros, miembros de la iglesia, hemos perdido el entendimiento bíblico de lo que significa ser parte del cuerpo de Cristo. Nos unimos a la iglesia esperando que otros nos sirvan, nos alimenten y tengan cuidado de nosotros. No nos gustan los hipócritas en la iglesia, pero fallamos en ver nuestras propias hipocresías. Dios no nos dio iglesias locales para que sean clubes deportivos en los cuales la membresía son derechos y privilegios. Él nos colocó en las iglesias para servir, para cuidar a otros, para orar por los dirigentes, para aprender, para enseñar y en algunos casos morir por la causa del Evangelio. Muchas iglesias están débiles porque tenemos miembros quienes han volcado el significado del membresía boca abajo. Es hora de hacerlo bien. Es hora de convertirse en un miembro de la iglesia tal como Dios lo intencionó. Es hora de dar en lugar de recibir.
Today we're going to see how believers in this early church responded to receiving Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Hoy vamos a ver cómo los primeros creyentes recibieron a Cristo y al Espíritu Santo.
This is not an exhaustive list of what the church is supposed to do and to be.
Esta no va a ser una descripción exhaustiva, ya que la iglesia tiene que hacer o ser.
But it does show what we should be at the heart of a church and some of our core values.
Pero muestra lo que debería de ser una iglesia en el fundamento de algunos de los fundamentos bíblicos eclesiásticos.
Through the series so far, we've walked with the disciples through the crucifixion and the resurrection, through Jesus' appearances here on earth, and through the Great Commission, and then on to the ascension.
En estas últimas semanas han estado repasando lo que fue la crucifixión, la resurrección, apariciones y la comisión y ascensión de Cristo.
Then the disciples gathered to wait and to pray for the Holy Spirit, and then they received him.
Después los apóstoles se reunieron para orar y esperar a recibir al Espíritu Santo, y luego lo recibieron.
And they were able to speak in such a way that everybody understood everybody else in their own native language. And then Peter preached an incredible sermon and 3,000 people were baptized.
Y luego, ellos empezaron a tener tanto impacto, inclusive Pedro empezó a predicar con tanto poder que más de 3,000 personas se unieron y fueron bautizados.
And so before we even get into today's passage, there's just kind of this flood of thoughts that tend to come into my mind.
Así que antes de empezar a discutir estos pasajes bíblicos, quiero mucha una serie de pensamientos se me vienen a la mente.
When we come to this passage, when we think about the functions of the church, this is where people tend to turn first.
Cuando pensamos acerca de las funciones de la iglesia, aquí es donde muchas personas tienden a ver primero.
This passage paints a beautiful picture of what the church can and should be.
Estos pasajes pintan una hermosa imagen de lo que la iglesia es y debería ser.
So a lot of the rest of the New Testament gets into more detail about what the church should be, but this is, in kind of a broad sense, a part of the ideal.
En gran parte, el resto del Nuevo Testamento se adentra en los detalles, pero se trata, en un sentido amplio, cómo sería la iglesia ideal.
And a lot of people are quick to criticize the local church and compare it against this passage, and oftentimes we do that in the right way. But I think we do get a taste of this ideal in a lot of local churches.
Muchas son muy rápidos en juzgar y criticar la iglesia local, comparándola con este pasaje y muchas veces con razón. Pero cerca, creo que tenemos una muestra de este ideal en muchas iglesias locales.
So we're going to start by looking at the two functions of the church, teaching and fellowship, as we see in Acts 2:42.
Así que comenzaremos viendo dos funciones de la iglesia, que son la enseñanza y la comunión, en Hechos 2:42.
They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
Y se dedicaban continuamente a las enseñanzas de los apóstoles, a la comunión, al partimiento del pan y a la oración.
I'm about to be really mean to Miguel.
Amén.
The Greek word for devoted there, and I can't even get this one right, proskeraterontes, which means, you'll get there, which means persisting in or continuing in, meaning that it's a lifestyle, the lifestyle of devotion. Let's see how he does with this.
La traducción es esta, dedicados, y la palabra griega dice, como dijo él, proskeraterontes.
Yeah, he said it better.
¿Verdad? ¿Qué quiere decir persistiendo o continuando?
So the first function that we see here is teaching.
Así que la primera función que vemos aquí es enseñanza.
They were devoted to the apostles' teaching. It was that lifestyle devotion that they were devoted to the doctrine, and it was beyond just entertainment.
Así que estaban dedicados a la enseñanza, la sana doctrina, y esto iba más allá que simplemente entretenimiento.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
Así que la segunda de Timoteo 3:16, la escritura nos dice, toda escritura es inspirada por Dios y útil para enseñar, para reprender, para corregir, para instruir en justicia, a fin de que el hombre de Dios sea perfecto, equipado para toda buena obra.
The people desired to grow and to understand God's word and what it really means to follow Jesus.
Las personas que desean crecer y entender qué realmente significa seguir a Jesús.
We still come together to hear God's word taught, and we do that in a variety of environments, from large groups like right in here to our Sunday evening services and our small groups and Sunday schools and other training classes and men's and women's and youth and children's groups throughout the week.
Ya no sé si alcance a traducir todo eso, pero todavía nos reunimos para escuchar la palabra de Dios, para seguirlo, y hacemos en una variedad de ambientes, como grupos grandes como lo que estamos aquí reunidos hoy, escuelas dominicales, pequeños grupos, servicios en la tarde, y seguimos el orden para poder encontrar y alcanzar a las familias en nuestra comunidad.
So through my interview process here, and then in my experience here so far, I'm pretty convinced that this church is hungry for God's word, and we are devoted to proper teaching.
A través de su proceso y la entrevista, él experimentó y el momento. Esta iglesia tiene un hambre de la palabra de Dios, decidida a la enseñanza correcta.
Where we might be able to grow is in our preferences for the venues and the styles of teaching.
Pero donde tal vez podamos crecer más es donde nosotros podamos dar margen a los cambios de cómo se presentan los servicios y las enseñanzas.
Now the second function we find is fellowship.
Así que la segunda función que encontramos es la hermandad o compartimiento.
The breaking of bread, as it says in this verse, and prayer are appositional. I had to look that word up too. Which means referring to the same thing. And so they're both of those, prayer and the breaking of bread, are referring back to fellowship.
Así que el partimiento del pan, y luego él puso aquí una palabra bien excepcional, dice aposicional, que se refiere a lo mismo, un rompecabezas, que quiere decir también la comunión y el partimiento del pan y la oración.
So we've got fellowship along with a lot of our teaching times, and then several of our groups within the local church also have fellowship together.
Tenemos comunión con varios grupos a lo largo de nuestros tiempos de enseñanza dentro de la iglesia y la comunidad local.
As we get to the breaking of bread, it's not really clear in Scripture if Luke, when he writes here, is talking about the Lord's Supper or just a common meal, or if he might be referring to both.
Okay. No está muy claro si el partimiento del pan, de acuerdo a San Lucas, es la cena del Señor, una comida o ambas cosas.
In just a few minutes, we're going to celebrate the Lord's table together.
En unos breves minutos vamos a celebrar la cena del Señor.
Unified in two languages, differences in culture and race and heritage and economic status.
Unificados y ligados por Dios, idiomas diferentes, culturas, posición económica, ideales, pero somos la comunidad de Dios.
And living in the South, what may be even more difficult is that I can today, in good conscience, take communion with a brother in Christ, such as Phil Darling, who is a Volunteer fan. Bulldogs and Volunteers, you know, whatever these other SEC fans can come together, and if we can do that, anyone can, even people who support the Big Ten.
Todo lo que hablas acerca de un amigo muy especial que se llama Phil Darling. Yo creo que nosotros también tenemos entre nuestros mismos hermanos personas con las que diferimos en cuál partido le apostamos. Él está muy encariñado con la sección de el que creo que es la liga de colegio, y yo creo que nosotros también tenemos nuestros partidos preferidos.
I asked you first. You might be regretting that now. I don't know.
Phil, yo creo que te había preguntado y ahora ya te estás arrepintiendo, ¿verdad?
But it's really, it's a very special and important ordinance that's not to be taken lightly.
Pero esta verdaderamente es una ordenanza muy, muy importante que no debemos tomar a la ligera.
1 Corinthians 11, 27-28 says this, "Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But a man must examine himself, and in so doing, he is to eat of the bread and drink of the cup."
Como esto es una ordenanza muy seria, 1 Corintios 11, 27 a 28 nos dice, "Por tanto, quien come el pan y beba la copa del Señor indignamente será culpable del cuerpo y la sangre del Señor. Por lo tanto, examínese cada uno a sí mismo y entonces coma del pan y beba de la copa."
See, Paul tells us not to take, not to partake, unless we are unified.
Pablo nos dice y nos aconseja que no tomemos el pan y la copa, a no ser que estemos unificados.
So before we get to that point, examine yourself.
Así que antes de llegar a ese punto, examínense, por favor.
And repair relationships. You're going to have an opportunity to do that soon.
Y reparen las relaciones, ya que vamos a tener una oportunidad pronto para hacer eso.
But even if this passage wasn't referring to communion, to the Lord's table, it's still important.
Aun si este pasaje no se estuviera refiriendo a la cena del Señor, todavía sigue siendo muy importante.
Having a meal together is one of my favorite ways to connect with other people, and it's not just because I really like good food.
Compartir una comida junto con otras personas Es una de las formas favoritas de conectarme y ligarme con otras personas. Y no tan solo porque me gusta la buena comida.
I have found myself, and I've heard a lot of other people say that sharing a meal together is one of the best and quickest ways to really get to know somebody.
He descubierto, y otras personas también lo han dicho, de que por medio de la comida es una de las mejores maneras de derribar los muros en las relaciones entre otras personas.
So regularly getting my groups together back in my youth ministry days, just to go out and share a meal together or go to Starbucks or whatever it might have been, was one of the best ways, most effective ways to build those ministries.
Cuando se reunía con el grupo de jóvenes en su iglesia anteriormente, lo que más acostumbraba a hacer es llevarlos después de alguna función en la iglesia a compartir algo en uno de los lugares predilectos y así pasaban a ser crecidos los grupos.
Those were some of my favorite times. I mean, a lot of really wonderful ministry happened at Starbucks and Chick-fil-A.
Eran uno de los momentos más preferidos, ya que muchos de esta administración se llevaba a cabo en lugares como Starbucks y Chick-fil-A, que nadie conocemos.
I really enjoy getting to know people, Judith and I both, here in the same way, just sharing a meal together. And what's really interesting is, you know, some people have commented on names that I'm already recognizing. Those people that we share a meal with, I don't forget you. Hopefully, don't test me.
Okay, dice que ha disfrutado mucho conociendo a muchos de nosotros aquí en la iglesia por este medio, utilizando una comida y muchos de los nombres que no se le van a olvidar y espera que no se lo olviden.
And Miguel and I got to share a meal together early on at a very authentic Mexican restaurant. I got a lot of weird looks in there and I didn't understand anything anybody said.
Yo tuve el privilegio realmente de invitar al pastor a almorzar y lo llevé a uno de los mejores y más destacados restaurantes aquí en la comunidad donde nomás se le quedaban viendo y yo no sé si iba a comer, pero comió.
It was a great way to make a new friend.
Y fue una gran manera de que realmente hiciéramos una gran amistad.
I'm going to ask him later what you said about that. I didn't hear amigo in there.
Les voy a traducir lo que dijo, pero yo creo que la mayoría de ustedes va a entrevistar a alguno de ustedes, así que por favor me apoyan y díganle que sí dije lo que él pensó.
A lot of people are laughing. I'm really getting concerned now. We're going to start to stick to the script at this point.
We're going to go to the script. Ahora sí nos vamos a tener que adherir a la traducción y vamos a disfrutar.
This is just a beautiful picture, though, of the activity of the church in verse 42.
Así que esta es una verdadera imagen, una hermosa imagen de lo que viene siendo el pasaje que vimos en Hechos 42.
But verses 43 and through the beginning of 47 go on to show the fruit of the church.
Los versículos adelante, 43 al 47, realmente van a demostrar lo que es la iglesia y el fruto de la iglesia.
Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God.
El versículo 43 nos dice, sobrevino temor a toda persona, y muchos prodigios y señales eran hechos por los apóstoles. Todos los que habían creído estaban juntos y tenían todas las cosas en común, vendían todas sus propiedades y sus bienes y los compartían con todos, según la necesidad de cada uno. Día tras día continuaban unánimes en el templo y partiendo el pan en los hogares, comían juntos con alegría y sencillez de corazón, alabando a Dios.
So the people were coming together for teaching and for prayer, and to have a meal together or take communion together, and it left them in awe. But not just them, it happened to the people around them as well.
Así que las personas se reunían para las enseñanzas, orar y comer juntos, y quedaban asombrados, incluyendo aquellos que estaban a su alrededor.
And it wasn't just the unity, but it was these amazing signs and wonders that the Spirit worked through the apostles.
Y no era tan solo la unidad, pero también eran los milagros y las maravillas que el Espíritu obró a través de los apóstoles.
So the Spirit was working miracles through the apostles to establish his church and to confirm that church as well as the apostles.
Así que los milagros que se estaban haciendo en ese tiempo era para confirmar la iglesia y a los apóstoles.
But even this type of unity was abnormal. I mean, people noticed it and God was glorified.
Pero se veía que esta unidad tampoco no era normal. Y la gente lo notó. Dios estaba siendo glorificado.
Verses 44 and 45, though, those are the ones that really start to grab my attention. And they deal with giving.
Estos versículos siguientes son los que realmente capturaron su atención. Estos versículos se tratan de dar.
See, these people held things in common and they sold their possessions to give to people in need. And nobody was forcing them to do it. It wasn't compulsory in any way.
Así que como vemos, tenían las cosas en común, vendían posesiones, daban a los necesitados, no por obligación.
I know, though, that I hold too tightly to material things.
Yo sé que él se detiene, agarra muy, tiene con mucha fuerza sus bienes materiales.
I'm very willing to give when I hear a legitimate need, but it's much more rare that I truly sacrifice for other people.
Rara vez estoy dispuesto a dar cuando me entero de la necesidad de las personas, pero es más raro verdaderamente sacrificarse por otros.
I mean, I could probably have a little bit better lifestyle if we didn't give, or if we gave less, but I don't really sacrifice, truly sacrifice very often, if I'm honest.
Podría, tal vez, tener una mejor estilo de vida si no diera, si diera menos o si no diera. Pero realmente, mi sacrificio sería muy a menudo.
See, these people were selling their possessions to help those in need. They weren't just giving from their excess.
Estas personas realmente están vendiendo sus posesiones para ayudar a aquellas personas que necesitaban y no de lo que les sobraba.
What if all of our churches were really like this?
¿Qué tal si nuestras iglesias realmente fueran así?
We'd probably get taken advantage of sometimes, but would it really matter?
Quizás muchas de nosotros pensaríamos nos van a tomar ventaja de nuestra bondad, pero ¿realmente tendría algo que ver eso?
People would hear the gospel, and they'd experience it to some degree.
Hay muchas personas que quizás lo harían y tal vez lo hemos experimentado hasta cierto grado.
Then maybe we'd see the same results that we see here in Acts chapter 2. Thousands of people were saved.
Tal vez acabaríamos con los mismos resultados de aquel tiempo de la iglesia, donde veríamos miles de personas ser salvos.
Our churches would be more unified.
Y nuestras iglesias serían más unificadas.
The church where I went in high school had this kind of publication that went out all the time. And you could just grab it from the foyer. It was called the Need Meter.
En su escuela secundaria había en uno de los pasillos algo que ellos le llamaban medidor de la necesidad.
That probably doesn't translate as well in Spanish. It's a fun little pun, yeah. Meter versus, mm-hmm. You know, measuring versus meeting needs, mm-hmm. But yeah, I'll let you try that.
Él piensa
one.
Que no se tradujo bien, pero yo veo que sí se tradujo bien 100% porque realmente es una manera de medir el nivel de la necesidad de la persona.
And in some ways, it ended up being used the wrong way. That it ended up being more of just a, kind of a marketplace within the church.
A veces era mal utilizado, tal como una herramienta de como dice, en esta sí nos vamos.
So I've got this idea for kind of a modern electronic version of the need meter.
Ahora, él ha contemplado tener una versión de algo más moderno como un medidor electrónico.
So I'm thinking of something where people can post their needs to a secure site and then church members could access that to find people they can help.
Así que lo que se le ha venido a la mente es de hacer una página en la internet donde pudieran las personas poner sus necesidades y las personas dentro de la iglesia pudieran ver y suplir esas necesidades.
And really only for legitimate needs that you can't afford, not just trying to get a good deal.
Pero solamente por las necesidades que fueran legítimas y no nada más para ver si pudieras agarrar alguna un beneficio extra.
No selling or paying for services.
Sin vender y sin pagar por servicios.
But maybe a list of services or skills that we have that could help somebody else.
Pero quizás una lista de habilidades que le pudieran servir a las personas.
So if you've got the programming skill to put something like this together, come and see me soon. I really would like to talk to you about that.
Así que si alguien de ustedes tiene estas habilidades de poder programar esta, por favor, pasen a vernos.
And at the end of the service, too, we're going to be taking up a benevolence offering, and that's going to help us to help our members who are in need as well as those in our community.
Más adelante vamos a tomar una ofrenda para el beneficio. Es una ofrenda como de caridad para poder ayudar a las necesidades dentro de nuestra iglesia y en la comunidad.
But perhaps even more difficult than material things is sacrificing our church preferences.
Pero quizás un poquito más difícil que dar de nuestros beneficios, de nuestro dinero, tal vez sería más difícil despegarnos de nuestras costumbres y preferencias en la iglesia.
Whether it be attire or music, the way the building looks or the programs that we do, whatever it might be.
Tal vez pudiera ser la vestimenta, la música, la fachada de la construcción, cualquier cosa que pudiera ser algo que no quisiéramos desprendernos de.
And we probably all struggle with that. I mean, I know that I do.
Y quizá todos batallamos con eso. Sabemos que nosotros tenemos esa lucha.
And I'm guessing that some of you here are afraid because I mentioned that I plan to make some kind of drastic change.
Y yo creo que ya muchos de ustedes están temblando porque a medida que lo mencionó, ya van a pensar que va a ser unos cambios drásticos. Y no.
And I don't have any kind of big drastic plans of changing anything. I mean, most of what looks different now is just because I didn't know that there was a different way that it was done here.
Uh-huh. Y bueno, no tengo ningún plan de realmente hacer ningún cambio drástico. Simplemente, sencillamente, que yo no sabía cómo es que hacían las cosas aquí. Por eso, ahora vamos a hacer algo diferente.
But it's possible that fear that came up when I mentioned change might be showing an idol.
Pero es posible que al momento que yo mencioné ese cambio, tal vez eso esté mostrándoles un ídolo.
If we started living like this, including the sacrifice, God would be praised now, just like he was in Acts chapter 2.
Quizás si estuviéramos nosotros viendo lo que mencioné, pudiéramos ver los increíbles cambios y milagros que sucedieron en esa comunidad.
With all those great results that they saw, then of course the people praised God.
Con esos grandes resultados y milagros que vieron entonces, por esas razones que veneraban y bendecían a Dios.
They saw and did amazing things, whether signs and wonders or just in the community.
Vieron y se hicieron cosas increíbles, fueron milagros y maravillas que solamente ellos vieron.
So those verses show kind of the internal results. But the favor of the church, the external results, are shown in Acts 2:47b.
Así que los versículos que vimos aquí muestran los resultados internos, pero el sabor de la iglesia se muestra en los en el libro de los Hechos 2:47b.
Having favor with all the people, and the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved.
Y el Señor añadía cada día al número de ellos los que iban siendo salvos.
This early church here had favor with all the people around them, and many people were saved.
Esta iglesia tenía el favor de todas las personas que estaban a su alrededor, y muchas personas eran salvas.
And I believe that will be the case when the church is truly being the church.
Y yo creo que este será verdaderamente el resultado cuando la iglesia verdaderamente sea la iglesia.
It's really hard to read this passage and not get fired up.
Es muy difícil leer estos pasajes y realmente no ser motivado.
I mean, I am very excited about the potential in this church and really any church, and I pray that the Lord will use me to communicate this message and to lead in living it out.
Está muy entusiasmado con el potencial de esta y cualquier iglesia y ora. Porque el Señor le use para comunicar este mensaje y liderar en ese tipo de vida.
Do you have that same vision and desire? Let's do a self-checkup.
¿Tienes la misma visión y deseo? Vamos a hacer una revisión de sí mismo.
Are you dedicated to Scripture?
¿Estás dedicado al estudio de la Escritura?
Do you ask the Spirit to prepare your heart and then actively listen for change, for life change?
Le pide al Espíritu Santo que prepare su corazón y luego le escucha activamente para cambiar su vida.
Or is it more about being entertained or just about knowledge?
¿O es más acerca de ser divertido y adquirir conocimiento?
Are you allowing yourself to be transformed into the image of Christ or just having your ears tickled?
¿Está permitiendo usted ser transformado por Cristo o tan solo quiere que le hablen bonito a su oído?
Before we come to the Lord's table, are you at peace with this body?
Y antes que lleguemos a la mesa del Señor, ¿está usted en paz con este cuerpo?
If not, while we sing together in just a minute, go and make peace and confess whatever it may need to be confessed to someone else.
Y si no es así, mientras que vamos a cantar en unos minutos, por favor, vayan y hagan paz y rueguen por las penas.
Or maybe you need to come up and pray with one of us, confessing your own sin, not somebody else's sin.
O quizás puedan venir aquí con nosotros y orar y confesar sus pecados, no el de alguien más.
Second, we're at third now, I guess. How tightly do you hold to your material possessions?
Siguiente pregunta es, ¿qué tan fuerte se aferra usted a sus pertenencias?
Are you willing to sacrifice for the sake of the gospel or to meet somebody else's needs?
¿Está dispuesto a sacrificarse por causa del evangelio o para satisfacer las necesidades que hay?
Finally, how tightly do you hold to your preferences?
Y finalmente, ¿cuánto se aferra a sus preferencias?
And I'm not talking about those things that are clearly spelled out in Scripture. Those things don't change.
Y no estoy hablando tan solo de lo que está descrito en las Escrituras, porque estas no van a cambiar.
What are you afraid of letting go of?
¿Qué es lo que teme dejar ir?
And are you not liking that last sentence because I ended it in a preposition?
¿O no le está gustando esa oración porque la terminó en una preposición?
Hopefully the Lord's working on your heart, even just through these questions.
Esperamos que el Señor esté obrando en nuestros corazones, aún en medio de estas cuantas preguntas.
So as we prepare the Lord's table, take time to evaluate yourself. Confess, go ahead, let you catch up there.
A medida que estamos preparándonos para la cena del Señor, revisen su corazón y confiesen cualquier cosa que esté impidiendo.
Confess anything that the Lord may have revealed to you.
Confiesen cualquier cosa que el Señor les esté revelando ahora.
And if you need to, while the music plays, go and make peace with anyone that you need to.
Y mientras que toca la música, por favor, vayan y hagan paz con quienes necesiten hacer paz.
Let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
Father, as we begin to or come to this time of taking from the Lord's table, God, we pray that we would do so in a unified manner. God, we pray that, and I just ask that anyone in here who is not unified with the body, any one part of the body, that before they would take this cup and this bread, that they would go and make it right. Convict us, Lord. Make us givers who are committed to your word and to the fellowship, to prayer. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen.
Bendito Padre, oramos y dando gracias por tu misericordia y tu gracia, Señor, te pedimos que si tú nos has revelado cualquier cosa que nos impida, Señor, venir a participar en tu mesa, Señor, ayúdanos a levantarnos de nuestro asiento y ir a pedir perdón, Señor, a quienes tengamos que pedir perdón. Y perdonar a aquellos, Señor, que también hayan sido ofensores contra nosotros. Más que nada, Señor, libéranos, Padre amado, para venir a ti a compartir esta mesa. Danos gracias, Padre amado, para poder recibir esta bendición el día de hoy. Te damos gracias, Padre, por este tiempo que tú nos has dado de venir en comunión con esta iglesia, Padre, para engrandar y deleitarnos en este privilegio que nos has dado de compartir con hermanos. Para honra y gloria tuya, Señor. Amén.
Stand and sing.
Paremos para cantar.
Above all powers, above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man. There's no way.
seated. Matthew 26:26. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples.
Mientras comían, Jesús tomó un pan y habiéndolo bendecido, lo partió y dándose a los discípulos, dijo.
Father, as we take the bread together, we remember the disciples' fellowship with you. We look back at that which we celebrate and commemorate, and then we look forward to the day that we will be getting to know you better over a meal, as been suggested, in the day that we'll celebrate it with you in your kingdom. Thank you for the symbol that you've given us, what it reminds us of, and we enjoy it together before you in Jesus' name.
Gracias por haber muerto y dado tu cuerpo para nuestro bien, Señor. Gracias te damos por esta bendición. Te pido, Padre amado, que tú seas glorificado en este tiempo, que tú nos permitas venir y compartir este alimento como cuerpo para honrar y glorificar tu nombre. En Cristo Jesús. Amén.
He said, "Take, eat. This is my body."
Y dijo, "Tomen y coman. Esto es mi cuerpo."
And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them.
Y cuando hubo tomado la copa y habiendo dado gracias, les dio.
We're going to pray for the cup. Gracias te damos, Señor, por el gran sacrificio que hiciste por nosotros, dando tu Hijo a Jesucristo a morir y dar su sangre preciosa para que tuviéramos salvación. Bendice este tiempo, ayúdanos a acordar el significado que tiene, Señor. Te amamos, te bendecimos y oramos en el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins.
Toma todos de ella, pues esta es la copa derramada, de la sangre derramada por todos los ustedes para el perdón de nuestros pecados. Tomar.
It's been a beautiful day of being able to celebrate together in multiple languages and cultures. And we get to continue that now as we've experienced a bit of what they experienced in Acts chapter 2 as we get to give. I know we've had an offering already, but as we take another offering today, this one is marked strictly for benevolence. So anything that is not designated otherwise will go to our benevolence ministries for helping those in the community, as well as in this church. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the blessings, the immense blessings that you have poured out in caring for us. God, we thank you for the unity, for the sacrifice that you have made that allows us to be unified in Christ. So as we come to a time of giving, I pray that we would do so with joyful hearts, willing to sacrifice, but not having it feel like a sacrifice because of the joy that it is to give to others because you have given so much to us. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
And those bells just kind of started rolling away from you. But he did great, didn't he? Wow. I thought I was going to have to help you, Roman, but no, I'm just kidding. Well, just before we are dismissed by Pastor Ben, let's sing together Grace Greater Than Our Sin as our closing song this morning. And I hope that you've been encouraged by partaking of the Lord's table and remembering what he has done for us. Grace, marvelous grace.
Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, grace that exceeds our sin and our guilt. Yonder on Calvary's mount outpoured, there where the blood of the Lamb.
great day. We've got a great evening coming up as well, as all of our regular evening programs are back here at the church, as well as small groups and elsewhere. And we'll be teaching tonight, as we talked this morning about prayer. We will also teach about prayer tonight.
Bueno, ha sido una gran bendición y compartir este servicio con la congregación y ambas ligarlas en un solo servicio ha sido una verdadera experiencia muy especial. También los servicios van a continuar esta tarde, van a tener todavía más enseñanzas acerca de la oración y por favor los grupos pequeños también para que se sigan congregando. Y bienvenidos a compartir en estas prédicas que se dan en la tarde.
I think what he just said at the end there was grace, it's time to go.
Así que Iglesia Nueva Vida, vamos a ir y conquistar el mundo. Amén.